We are joined right now by the head coach of Arkansas. Four seasons in, he's made it to back-to-back Elite Eights. He is now in the Sweet 16 yet again. They're 21-13. They are the eighth seed in the West. They took care of Illinois yesterday, or I should say initially. Then they got their shot against Kansas, who's the top seed, and then they beat them too. I, of course, am speaking of Eric Musselman. Muss, I will start this off the same way I did before. My man, WPS Muss, how you feeling?
I'm doing great, JR. Thanks so much for having me on again.
And Muss, you sound like me, so I know you had yourself a weekend. Take me through it. Like, you and I have talked about this, that this team is very different in the sense that it's getting better, it's evolving, and that it shows up like that. What was your biggest takeaway from that win? What are you most proud of?
Well, Illinois presented problems just because they're such a great shot-blocking team and they're so long, and I thought our guys did a really good job of attacking the rim. And then, you know, I think one of the biggest things that maybe the general public doesn't understand, Jim, is just when you win a big game like that, it's an 8-9 seed game, you then got to get ready for Kansas on a short turnaround. And so you worry, like, where is your team emotionally? Do they have enough emotional juice to get ready playing a Thursday game and then getting ready for a Saturday game? And I thought we were, you know, we started off a little bit sluggish, but the huddle early in the game, it never felt like there was any panic. Our guys, you know, felt like we weren't making shots. We settled way too much for the three ball against Kansas early, and then in the second half, we just talked at halftime about how we had to be aggressive going to the basket. Really proud of how our guys responded because Kansas, in my opinion, is one of the top two to three teams in the entire nation. And they had experience, some guys that played on that national championship team. So just really proud of our team, a young team, winning down the stretch. That has not been a theme for us this year where we've won from coming from behind. We've had some leads and let those slip away, and that's why I do think our team has been evolving as this thing has progressed.
Eric Musselman joining us. To that point, Muss, you and I talked about this late last week, but the fact that your team is still evolving, the fact that your team is still coming together, still getting better, how unusual is it to see a team get better and evolve this late in the season?
Well, I just don't think it happens much. Maybe it's going to start happening more with so many teams getting transfer portal guys and maybe guys are only with the program for 8 or 9 months. And for us with six freshmen, we did know going into the season that if six of your 13 scholarships are freshmen, you should get better as the season gets along. And certainly we're not the same team today that we were our first SEC league game. But it is unusual for sure. For whatever reason, Jim, the last, you know, 3 years, I've kind of felt like we have gotten better. Even the COVID year, we won our first SEC game in the tournament, and then the tournament was shut down, and that team kind of believed that they could continue to advance throughout the conference tournament. So, you know, I think there's a lot that goes into it. We don't go live very much in practice, and I do think that saves guys' bodies a little bit as well over the course of a long, grinding college season. And even, you know, because there's a limited amount of time in the summer, but unlike the NBA, you have a lot of time without games, and so how you manage that becomes important as well.
Eric Musselman joining us. The thing is, Muss, and you touched on this, the tournament is a totally different deal altogether, and you want to make sure that you pace yourself. You want to make sure you maintain that energy. You want to make sure you have your legs underneath you. When you went to your guys, especially the veteran guys, and said, you know what, fellas, we don't need an actual shoot around. We can do a walkthrough. We can watch some film. What was their reaction to you?
Yeah, it was at our breakfast. It was actually the night before. We ate. I talked about our shoot around time in the arena, and then we had another film session later at night. And I asked the guys, I said, hey, you know, my feeling as a head coach is we do this walkthrough in our ballroom. I'll take you through their top three BOBs, top SOB, their late game situations. and then their five half-court sets. We'll go through our offensive 10 scripted plays to start the game, and I think we'll be ready to go, you guys. We won't have to drive to the arena, drive back, walk through security, and we could just do it all in one setting. We'll probably save ourselves 30 minutes off our legs. Devo Davis stood up and said, no, Coach, we're going to shoot. We're getting on the floor. And then Ricky Council spoke up and a couple other guys. And so we really had no choice. The players wanted to go get out on the floor and actually have a game day practice, which was surprising with a late afternoon start. But when we got on the bus, I looked at one of the assistant coaches and said, we're not losing this game. Because most teams would have wanted to stay in the hotel. It was interesting because even that Thursday, a lot of teams passed on their arena practice times on game one because we moved up three slots just because some had passed. So it's interesting because you want your guys to be focused. You want to rest them a little bit, but you also want them to have an edge and be hungry as well. And then the last part of it, Jim, I think is how do you get your guys to relax and have some fun and kind of embrace the environment as well.
See, Mus, what you just said is something that John Calipari said that maybe he didn't do a good enough job with, because the expectations are so immense. They are there. They are where you are. You want your guys to be locked. You want them to be dialed in, but you want them to have fun, because most of all, you want them to have fun, but you don't want them playing tight. But it's easier said than done, right?
Yeah, there's no question. I think that you've got to kind of figure, you know, last year we went to Niagara Falls and not many teams in that site, you know, went and did that. When we got to San Francisco for the Sweet 16, we went and walked around the San Francisco Giants stadium and got out on the field, took pictures. And so I do think that you've got to figure out, you know, a way to get their minds a little bit off what's going on, because if you just sit in your room all day and you're watching games and you're listening to the broadcast and the studio between games, I think you can, you know, it can become bigger than maybe what it is. What it is, it's just a 40-minute game, and how can you win over those 40 minutes? It's the same game that they've been playing all year, just on a really, really big stage, but it's still just two hoops and the length of the floor, and then who's going to outcompete the other team.
Arkansas head coach Eric Musselman joining us. Mus, I understand you've got a lot of work ahead of you. I understand you've got an all-time opportunity in front of you, but I also understand this. You've coached a very, very long time. You have been in some awfully big games. Have you ever been a part of a bigger win than this one yourself?
I don't think so, JR. I mean, we've, you know, beating Gonzaga last year when they were a one seed was, you know, to be able to make an Elite Eight was a really cool thing. And then certainly, you know, Kansas, they're so well coached. They have veteran players. They were the defending champions. You know, and then, you gotta look at your wife and your daughter, and you're kind of looking out of your eye and seeing before the game, like, hey, are they packing, or are they like, know that that we might spend the night here because we won a game? You know, like all those things, you're just kind of anticipating. You go into the meeting room with the coaches. You know, what are they thinking? Are they thinking you're going to advance or whatever? But there's no doubt that was, and especially the way the game unfolded, Jim, because we only led for like a minute 45 against Kansas. They had control of the game until about the 9-minute mark. Jordan Walsh hit a three ball with about 8:40 left in the game, and that was really our first lead. And then it kind of went back and forth. So I think anytime you're in an emotional game, a one-point game against the defending champions, probably hard to top that. But we're going to go try. We have a game against UConn that we're excited about, and I'm sure they're excited to play the game as well.
Eric Musselman joining us. Eric, you mentioned family. Danielle, man, she She was fierce. She was feeling it. You could tell how intense she was about it. So I don't know if she packed before or not after the game, but she was very much into it during the game. You said it yourself, nothing's easy. Going into the tournament is not easy. Winning a game in the tournament is not easy. Knocking off the defending champs sure as hell isn't easy, and neither is the next challenge. You've got UConn Thursday in Vegas. How do you think you match up with them, and what are your early thoughts on that game?
Well, obviously, Coach Hurley, yeah, he's a phenomenal coach. His teams always have great toughness. They have a really, really good basketball team. I think they're playing as well as anybody in the country. Two centers they have that are, you know, got great length. Both centers, even the younger player that comes off the bench, both those guys are as good as any tandem at the center spot. Then they got great shooting. They're four-man. Can really stretch the floor. Hawkins, number 24, is as good a shooter as there is in the country. Newton is their point guard, who's a double-digit scorer. And then Jackson, maybe the most versatile, one of the best athletes. He's kind of like a point forward who is a great passer at the small forward spot. So a really, really good team. And then they come off the bench, Jim, with a backup small forward who can really shoot it, and then a former University of San Diego transfer backup off guard who can really shoot the basketball. So we cannot give up threes, but you've also got to guard the paint because both centers can really score with their back to the basket.
Mus, you're a legend, another clinic. I got about 30 seconds. When you go up on the scorer's table and you go shirtless, is the wife thinking, yeah, that's my man? Or is she trying to talk you out of doing that?
A little of both. I think I get both. But you know what? Like when you, I coached in the minor leagues and coached in Venezuela and Dominican Republic, and I'm as excited as any fan would be when we win.
Love it, Mus. Hate to jump in, but we're out of time. Come right back.